Outer Banks.
Anybody believe me? Give God a hand clap of praise right now. Get ready for more than enough. I said, who can eat all of that? And it was looking good too. Get ready for everything to speed up. Get ready for God to favor you, uncommon favor. And get ready for more than enough. But see, it's not according to your call, it's according to your closeness. If you ain't been praying, start praying now.
Amen.
It ain't too late.
Amen.
Elijah had a deep relationship and abiding presence of God in operation in his life. He told King Ahab, it's before whom I stand. See, he had access to both realms. Listen to me, there's a people that are going to have access. Heaven and earth at different times will seem like one and the same. Mm-hmm. Are you hearing me? This last day's remnant people, heaven and earth, you'll have to, like Paul, I knew a man of above 14 years ago, whether in the body or not, I don't know. It was so real, I don't know whether I was in my body or whether I was just in the spirit. He heard things he couldn't utter, couldn't speak.
Amen.
Not that he was restricted, he couldn't speak it.
Amen. Amen.
I've had an experience like that.
Amen.
Where I heard angels, I saw the angels, I was there, and I heard them talking to one another. And I called myself going to remember something. I didn't know what they were saying. I knew it wasn't an earthly language. I knew it wasn't any language on earth. I knew it. When I woke up, I called myself trying to remember a verb or something. Nothing. So I kind of understand. Paul said, I heard things not lawful for me to utter. In other words, I can't repeat it. I don't have the capacity to say what they were saying. Amen. But there's coming a time. But let go with me to John chapter 3, verse 12. It's coming a time where heaven and earth are going to be at different times, one and the same. Was that a vision or a visitation? Did I see an angel or was that an actual angel that visited me? Did I hear something or was that the sound of heaven? John chapter 3, verse 12. Here's a key. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? No man has ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. God says, if I've told you, if I've required of you earthly things, and you've counted it lightly. If you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. How can I tell you of heavenly things? There's no capacity for it. For years and years, our goal has been to build capacity.
Amen.
What you can retain. What you can understand. You know, we live in a time, though, where people want more and more of less and less.
Amen.
More and more of less and less. Go 10 minutes over to use the service time. The brother's long-winded today. How much more can he say? I can keep you all afternoon.
Amen.
And not repeat myself. I got a deep well. You need a deep well. Amen. You need some deep roots. See, you concern yourself with roots, God will concern himself with branches. Shallow roots, little branches. God says, if you will concern yourself with depth, I will concern myself with breadth. You can't go to Africa preaching, for God so loved the world. That's all you know. John 3:16. You got to fight some devils. And it all devils in Africa. But there's strongholds in places where you got to have some depth.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Are y'all looking at me funny? All right. So he had access to both realms. Number one, the Elijah company will stand in the presence of the God, and they will be people of his presence. Number two, supernaturally, Elijah was provided for. He was sustained in economic uncertainty. This company, irregardless to what the economy does, what the stock market looks like, God has a storehouse principle. A provision for his people, no matter what. But you have to have deposited into the storehouse. Hello? You can't just, it's not going to fall out of the sky. See, when we came into Canaan, the manna ceased. The manna ceased. Now we eat of the corn of the land. Now we eat of, you know, there were three trees in the garden. There was the tree of life. There was the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And then there were the fruit trees. All the other trees, there were numerous trees. Tree of life, tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the fruit. The fruit trees were for Adam's well-being. Yes. He could eat from any of those trees. They were all for him. See, God doesn't just, you know, corner you. God's put in your life a lot of fruit trees. There's a lot of things you can partake of and do and become, and a lot of skill sets and abilities and possibilities and vision. There's a lot of things. He doesn't just say don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's going to be there. But God has a lot of abundance for your life.
Amen.
Amen. So stop being religious.
Amen.
All you do is go to church.
Amen.
And sit and stare. And go home and watch TV. No, tell somebody, get a life. Abundant life. And you got all those skills. You have all those gifts you have. And you're going to put them on the shelf. Lock them in a closet somewhere. God says, no, I give you of all the trees of the garden to eat freely. They were for sustenance. They were for health. They were life. So, God has supernatural provision for Elijah in time of uncertainty. Okay, so I went over these last week, so I'm just going to touch on them. The third thing, the Elijah company will walk in the supernatural and perform miracles.
Amen.
We don't look for miracles. Miracles, signs, and wonders are to follow us. But again, it comes from your closeness, not just your call.
Amen.
God is going to do things, and he's in the process of doing things, and around the world he is right now currently doing things that have never been done before.
Amen.
Anybody believe that?
Amen.
These are the powers of the age to come. All down through history, God has done this before through different vessels. Number four, Elijah will perform supernatural transport. They will experience translations.
Amen. Amen.
Translations. You read any of the history or stories of some of the patriarchs and matriarchs of the faith down through the years, you'll find that there were many that experienced these things. This is not just for a select few. The Elijah company is going to experience translation. You know, Philip, when he was in Samaria, he was called to go to a place where there was the Ethiopian eunuch. And he joined himself, he ministered to him, he baptized him. And then the word of God says that Philip was caught away by the Spirit.
Amen.
He didn't just walk away.
Amen.
He was the Spirit took him. In the book of Acts, the Spirit of God took him, and he found himself in Azotus, which was a Philistine city. Amen. And there he was ministering the word of God, but he was called away. How about Elijah himself? Go with me to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 11. It came to pass as they still went on and talked that behold there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder, and Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Okay, there he was. He was translated. Enoch was translated. They were taken. There are many examples, and that he's the same God today. And there's an Elijah company. There's a mantle, there's an anointing of Elijah that's going to appear on the last day's church. Before the great day of his revealing, they will experience that. I already talked about the boat. When Jesus stepped into the boat, immediately they were translated to the shore. They had about 3 miles more to go. But immediately they were there. And the storm ceased. Number five, the Elijah company won't be afraid to challenge corrupt and ungodly government. I want to encourage you today, stand for something or you'll fall for anything. If you don't stand for something, stop being, you know, the jelly back. They're just, you know, always the path of least resistance. You just don't want to have any contention, don't have any trouble, don't want to upset the apple cart, don't want to rock the boat. No, you ought to sink the boat and get another boat. Amen. There's some stuff you need to stand up against that's ungodly. It is ungodly, and you got to challenge your corruption.
Amen.
The Spirit of God in you will challenge that. Ahab and Jezebel, Elijah stood up to them.
Amen.
He stood up to that wicked queen and jellyback king.
Amen.
Amen. See, you can't have a Jezebel unless you have an Ahab.
Amen.
A head that won't be a head.
Amen.
He's just a talking head.
Amen.
He challenged evil. Number six, the Elijah company will have power over nature.
Amen.
Notice how in his destruction of the prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth, he called down fire from heaven.
Yes.
He stopped it from raining. For 3.5 years, he stopped it. And then at his word, as he prayed, he told his servant, go and look. He said, I don't see anything. He said, go 7 times.
Amen.
And on the 7th time, he said, I see a cloud about the size, imagine a cloud about the size of a man's hand. But Elijah knew in the spirit, he said, go tell Ahab to get to Jezreel because I hear.
Amen.
I hear, tell somebody, I hear something.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.